More than 100,000 migrants have arrived in New York City in the last year or so. Among them, women from all around the world, some pregnant and seeking asylum. NPR's Jasmine Garst has been spending time in Manhattan's Migrant Intake Center. She has the story of three of the city's newest moms and newest New Yorkers. A warning to listeners, this story does contain references to sexual violence.
When Rukaya found out that she was pregnant, she was still living in the African nation of Chad. She and her husband are doctors. When she found out it was a girl, that's when she says she knew it was time to leave.
Allá como tenemos la cultura de circuncisión.
Rukaya, who learned Spanish when she was studying medicine, was concerned about raising her daughter in Chad, where female genital mutilation is still practiced. I ask her if she herself was subjected to it. She nods quietly.
Porque no quiso que eso pase a mi hija. Porque es mal.
I don't want that for my daughter. NPR does not identify survivors of sexual violence, so we are withholding Rukaya's last name. The first place she and her husband were sent to was here.
Como a shelter que estaba ahí en Manhattan.
The Roosevelt Hotel in Manhattan. It's the city's arrival center, the entry point for all arriving migrants to be registered and access shelters and legal and medical services. The hotel retains an air of 1920s opulence, massive paintings, glittering chandeliers. But these days, it's a sort of modern-day Ellis Island. The National Guard watches over while thousands of migrants wait to do intake. Rukaya was pregnant, so she was sent to Women's Health Services at Bellevue Hospital. That's part of New York City's public health system. It's where most migrant women are seen for OBGYN care.
Tantas cosas.
Like Juniaski Lopez, she's in her mid-20s, she has a cloud of curly hair, and she apologizes for her voice sounding a little hoarse. She says it's from exhaustion. She jokes that back home in Venezuela, her mother-in-law was always insisting on a grandchild. She and her husband would tell her, now is not the time. They left the country because of the poverty and government persecution.
Rudo, fue difícil, no era más que toda la selva.
The journey was so rough, the jungle especially. I often didn't have enough to eat. This worried her when she found out she was a few months pregnant. Doctors at Bellevue say the lack of maternal care and the harrowing journey to America are one of their biggest concerns. It goes beyond nutrition. They also see women who've experienced sexual assault. When she gets to that part of her story, a woman named Stephanie stares down at her hands.
Me agarraron en camino.
She and her husband are also from Venezuela. She's a nurse, but it was hard to make ends meet with a new baby. She says if you have a kid, you have to choose. Are you going to give them lunch or dinner? Probably can't be both. She was assaulted while traveling through Mexico. I don't think about the journey, she says, or what happened there. I focus on my daughter. When a patient mentions assault, the hospital says they are provided with emotional support as needed. For patients fewer than 24 weeks pregnant, there is a discussion about whether the pregnancy is desired. Natalie Davis is the Associate Medical Director for Ambulatory Women's Health Services.
I've met moms who are pregnant as a result of a rape that they experienced during their migration, which is just so difficult. They're carrying a baby that, you know, is a product of a horrible trauma that they had along the way.
But Davis says there is also a lot of hope here at Bellevue.
These women, they are so strong. Some of them, I think the baby is, maybe they would have chosen to terminate. But for a lot of these women, this baby is still wanted, right? They've made it here. They've survived. And this child is kind of a new chance for hope, a new life in a new country. And that kind of keeps me going.
In the last year, New York Health and Hospital says it's assisted with 300 babies born to migrants and asylum seekers. And some New Yorkers say it's an egregious spending of taxpayer money. Others say it's the city's humanitarian duty, part of the quintessential American story. And in the dimly lit, strangely magnificent waiting rooms of the Roosevelt Hotel, it's impossible not to wonder, Where do these folks' stories end? Duñazki López, the curly-haired woman who was worried about having been pregnant on the journey.
El doctor me dice que está creciendo bien, está engordando, todo perfecto.
She gave birth a few days ago to a healthy baby boy. Stephanie, the woman from Venezuela who earlier spoke to me about her assault, expresses a universal desire. I'd love to be who I used to be. She'd like to work as a nurse again, maybe taking care of the elderly. The Biden administration recently extended TPS, or temporary protected status, to some Venezuelans, which could allow her to get a work permit. For Rukaya, the woman from Chad, there's not such a clear path. Her baby girl was born a few days ago. In Arabic, her name means love in the sky. Rukaya is hoping to get asylum, but she'll be joining over a million applicants who are awaiting processing. As she breastfeeds, she leans in and puts her face to her baby's forehead. The chaos of the hotel seems to disappear. Rukaya repeats this like a mantra. For her, I will do it.
Por ella, todo, todo lo posible.
For her, I will do everything, everything possible.
Todo.
Everything. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.